Where Nate says, I'm an idiot to make amends. There you go, Podvader. I just said it if you want to capture that.
You're in the 06010. Focus. It's one of the most popular fantasy podcast shows. Focus. They bad it. Say they can. And I'm very talented, Mr. Oro. Podvader. Whenever when the man's leading. Yes, we can. What are you doing with these guys? No wonder they won two podcast awards all around the world. Let's put it on.
Up on today's show, Nate Ravitz and Pod Vader. We'll talk about some pitching performances. Normally, we'll answer some emails, an injured outfielder. But before we start,
okay,
the people that follow me on Twitter as Matthew Berry TMR were fast and furious in the response. Ben Fuqua, Frazier argument on today's podcast. Nate's most Weasley moment ever. Player hater 1332. Nate weaseled his way out on Kevin Gregg.
Nature to weasel.
J.L. Burnfin. That really was embarrassing. I usually have Nate's side, too, but he was just plain wrong in this instance. Roka22, seriously, was that for ratings or downloads or something? That was legit awful, not wrong? Ha ha. JCrim13, Nate is seriously deluded. What is the color of the sky in his world? It's okay to be wrong sometimes. Nathan Horton, you need to dump rabbits after today's shameful display, he writes. Parada 45. I couldn't believe he would admit he was wrong. Cue him falling off his high horse.
Okay, time out. First of all, Nate has a couple of emails I chose out of the email box because I got very similar emails.
I know,
but it's fantasyfocus@espnradio.com.
Oh, that's fine. We'll get to those. Don't worry. I want to start with a Twitter, which is MGoBlueAlum94. This is one of your own alumni, Nate, who writes, it's scary that Nate actually was buying his own logic. Never was able to fight his way out of the corner.
Meanwhile, Mike in Clifton, New Jersey says, dear Fantasy Whooping Cranes, much as I hate to say it, his weaselness was right about the Toronto closer situation. Anyone that read too much into Greg getting a save when Frazier needed a day off was an idiot. So there you go.
Oh, you got one guy?
Yep.
Interesting. Interesting. Chad Davers writes, very weaselly by Nate.
I'm just going to put my feet up. And relax. You let me know when you're done and you're ready to get to the actual podcast. It's going to entertain and perhaps inform our fans.
Or at all least right, fine. Well, BWall1036 writes, I just listened to yesterday's podcast. How do you not want to punch Nate's head off? Very Weasley. Let me tell you, BWall, every day's a challenge. Every day's a challenge.
Those people are idiots. You know, regardless of what you think of Matthew or me or anything else, how can you be upset about anything that gave us that drop? You can't be, right?
No, listen, I will say this, that was the best moment since War by the Shore, because I will point to that forever. That was the dumbest, most insane thing you've ever said on this podcast.
You're wrong, and it's unfortunate you can't admit to this. Just go back and listen to it.
I'll be happy to go back
right,
and listen
Pod
to
Vader,
it.
Podvader, go back. Prepare a clip.
Look,
Podvader,
one guy.
Prepare a clip. Pod. Prepare a clip of what I said. Prepare a clip of exactly what I said.
Right. We'll take a longer clip.
And we can listen to it on tomorrow's show. Let's see if I ever told anyone Frazier's going to save 30 games. Let's see if I ever told anyone Greg's going
to... No. What you told people was there's absolutely no reason to be concerned about Greg, and that's not true. There was a reason to be concerned about Greg.
He can't even make his own argument.
Of course I can.
You meant to say Frazier.
You meant to say Frazier. You said Greg. So let's move
on. No. There wasn't a reason to be concerned about Greg getting the save. No. I spoke correctly.
Oh, okay.
There was no reason to be concerned about Greg getting the save that the night before.
Well, there wasn't. He did get the save the night before.
No, but there was no reason to...
It was unlikely the official scorer was going to take it away.
Oh, for the love of Pete. For the security of Jason Frazier's job.
Can we get moving now?
Sure, why not? What else do you have wrong for us today, Nate?
Well, it says here that Philly's left-handed pitcher Jay Happ will miss his next start. I believe that's correct.
Is that correct? Nope.
Is that wrong?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
The day's early.
Oh, fair enough. Matthew, so he'll miss his next start. The Phillies rotation looks like this. Kyle Kendrick today, Roy Halladay on Wednesday on ESPN. I'm a company man. fouled by
That's amazing. Time out for 1 second.
What's that?
That there was a pause after I'm a company man. Literally, it says in our notes, please promote. Roy Halladay will start for Phillies on Wednesday. Please promote. The game's on ESPN. Please promote.
Why do you find this amazing? Though?
Well, because rarely does Podbader, unless it's Jay's crappy promo, rarely does he ask us to promote something. Usually it's just you and I being company men. But in this particular instance, he knew.
Well, he's all over that one.
Yeah. He knew that you were going to do that because we talked about it. And we said, all right, yeah, we'll mention that. And you even asked Pod, was this your idea? And he's like, no, it was in the daily notes, you know, and so it's fine. So as you start the Jay Happ analysis, you'd think Pod would be ready at the get-go to punch the button, and yet there was still a three-second pause.
You want to know the truth?
Have you been on this podcast before?
You'd think I hadn't been.
Would you like to know the truth?
Sure.
Yeah.
I still haven't figured out that Roy Halladay is with the Phillies now.
Halladay.
See? I can't even say his name right.
Yeah.
I still think he's with the Blue Jays.
Okay.
So you talk about Jay Happ. I'm thinking Phillies, not Blue Jays.
If only you produced this and baseball today every single day.
Yeah, if only
I
didn't.
Like an hour of baseball talk every day of your life.
If only I didn't produce football today.
Let's not go that
fantasy
far.
Focus football, in NBA
this,
today.
And this week in cycling.
ESPNU college football.
That joke will be funny to anyone that listens to our football show. Yeah. Which, by the way, special edition of the Fantasy Focus football podcast today.
Right.
Featuring an interview with the great Sam Bradford.
That's correct. It's actually kind of humorous.
Yeah, there you go. Matthew, Ted Lilly pitches 7 strong innings in a rehab start. He's likely to return for the Cubs on Saturday. Lilly's got to be out there in some leagues, right?
I think he is, and I like him a lot. Here's the interesting thing, other than that, is Pinella admitted that one of his starters, when Lilly comes back, he could potentially put one of his starting rotation in the bullpen.
Who would he put in the bullpen?
I don't know. What about big Carlos Zambrano in the bullpen?
That's not going to happen.
Come on, why not? What about Big Z throwing strikes in the eighth inning? Probably not.
Okay.
But you never know. Just something interesting.
Ted Lilly, by the way, available in 17% of ESPN.com leagues. If your league is one of them, please go out and get him.
He's good.
Pretty good.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it'd be Carlos Silva or Tom Gorzolani going to the bullpen.
Probably.
Connor Jackson goes on the DL for the Diamondbacks, Matthew.
Right.
Hamstring injury.
Mm-hmm.
Gerardo Parra, it looks like he'll be an everyday player in the meantime. Do you like Mr. Parra at all? Sort of came out of nowhere last year.
Yeah, he was all right. I mean, I don't think he's a 10-team mixed league ad.
Okay.
But I think, you know, in an NL-only league, certainly he's a guy you got to look at.
Mr. Ike Davis went 2-for-4 in his debut with the Mets yesterday.
Yeah, good. Nice. Welcome welcome to the show, kids.
You like Ike Davis?
I like him somewhat. I like him somewhat. The thing that I like most about him is what we talked about yesterday, is the fact that he's got a chance to hit basically in the middle of that lineup and be the everyday guy.
Yeah. Matthew, Mike Cameron is at Mass General. That's a hospital, obviously. His doctor's trying to figure out what's wrong with him.
Do you think, what are the tests you do for a can't hit for average?
That's just not nice.
Guess what? I'm the bad boy of podcasting.
That's just not nice.
Guess what? I'm not nice. I'm a bad boy. There you go. Thank you, Pod. Look at
that. I didn't even know we had that drop.
Oh, he's a nice boy.
Who is that? Oh, that's from, what's her name that got proposed to on this show?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's who this from. I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
This is the girl who got proposed to.
Meanwhile, Matthew, it looks like Jacoby Ellsbury could be back in a couple of days.
Right. More worried about Cameron and more worried, frankly, about the Red Sox. Bill Hall is brutal out there.
Yeah, well,
he's brutal.
When you're a contending team and Bill Hall is prominently involved, it's
bad news.
It's not such a good thing.
It's bad news. By the way, Pod, speaking of the couple that got engaged on this podcast, whatever happened, weren't they going to post video or something?
Yeah, that's true. Proposal time.
Whatever happened with it. We were going to get more publicity out of that, and then I don't know. That guy dropped the ball a little bit. I mean, he got proposed to, so, you know. He
did the proposal.
Well, he did the proposal.
Right.
I'm just
right.
Disappointed there was no video of that.
Dame out. Fantasy Focus at ESPNradio.com.
Well, I said it before, and I'm going to say it again.
Fantasy Focus at ESPNradio.com.
I find a little weird I have to ask twice.
Brr.
Matthew, Nick in California wants some terrible advice. It says so right in the subject line.
Dude, you have come to the right place.
Terrible advice sought. Hey, fantasy mutated ants.
Interesting.
I'm in a 10-team NL-only 5x5 roto league with on-base and slugging instead of batting average and homers. You got that?
On-base and slugging.
No batting average, no homers.
Got it.
My offense is struggling. I'm not sure if I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Of the following players, whose slow start is most concerning? Jason Bay, Alcides Escobar, Carlos Lee, Justin Upton.
For me, I would say Jason Bay.
Okay.
Because I am not a Jason Bay fan. You were in the preseason. I didn't love, there are a lot of things that I didn't like about Jason Bay to begin with, and I think he's most concerning because of those players. I think he's, you know, he probably cost a pretty penny. I'm not worried about Justin Upton. I'm not worried about Carlos Lee. To me, the answer is either him or Escobar. Escobar, a young player that's not as much of a track record there. But I think the most concerning, just to answer his question, I think it's got to be Jason Bay, because my guess is he paid a lot more or drafted Bay a lot higher than Alcides Escobar.
I'm the most concerned about Carlos Lee, and I know you disagree with that.
He's had declining power the last 3 years.
Well, also, remember, on base and slug, 489 slugging last year, by far the worst in the last five, 6 years or so. You know, on base was down to 343. He's 33 years old, not in the best shape in the world, and that team is atrocious.
It's not a good team.
I mean, listen, the Hunter Pence breakout ain't happening. Ain't happening. Tommy Manzella, supposed to be an all-glove, no-hit guy.
Right.
So far, hasn't even shown the glove.
Right.
Pedro Feliz, prominently involved in their offense. I mean...
Right. I think getting Berkman back will help.
Absolutely. No question about it. Getting Jeff Blum out of your lineup will help.
Right. It can only help. Look, it's not a good team. I don't disagree with you. It's not a good team. But I believe that this is a guy that has never hit less than 300. Has never had less than 100 RBIs when he's been with the Astros. I don't think he's hit less than...
But you've just named one out of two categories you just named doesn't even count in this format.
I understand. But
he hit 300 last year with a 343 on base, which is going to be below average for this type of league.
Yeah. No. I understand for his league, Carlos Lee is a bit more of a concern. But to me, who do I think bounces back to his what you expect out of his production?
Yeah.
I'm more concerned about Jason Bay. I understand. I'll tell you this much. I would be more worried about Carlos Lee in his type of league than I would be in a normal roto league. With you there.
Matt in Evanston, Illinois says, dear fantasy quote experts, go Greyhounds.
Okay.
In my ESPN standard league.
I can assume that's the nickname of his high school, not a guy that's just a big fan of bus companies.
Yeah, I would assume so. In my ESPN standard league, one of the owners released Jorge Posada and moved Victor Martinez from first base to catcher. Which of the following do I drop to pick up Posada? My starting catcher, Benji Molina, or one of my three bench players, Julio Bourbon, Chris Davis, or Steven Strasburg?
Benji Molina.
Yeah, in a one-catcher league, there's no reason to have more than one. I will say this. Do you think Chris Davis is going to bounce back?
I'm a little worried.
I think that's going to be Justin Smoke's job in a month at most.
I will say this. Someone tweeted, I follow Joe Sheehan on Twitter.
Yep.
Very funny baseball writer and a very good baseball writer, also a funny guy. And
guest on the Baseball Today.
Is he really?
Yep.
What's Joe doing right now?
I don't know.
Because I heard he left Baseball Prospectus.
He did leave Baseball Prospectus. I saw Joe at Tout, and Joe's writing, you know, he's doing a lot of
freelance. Writing a book, right?
He's doing freelance stuff for a lot of different companies. He's been writing some stuff for our friends over at RotoWire.
We should have him on our show.
So anyway, Joe, very knowledgeable guy. And so someone asked him, when should the Rangers call up Justin Smoke?
Yeah.
And he wrote July 2009.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Chiz writes in, there's a good chance I can help you guys with one of your podcast goals. I'm great friends with White Sox outfielder Carlos Quentin. Might be able to get him to agree to blast your fantasy focused theme song at Comerica Park. Presumably he's talking about, I don't know why this would be in a road game. When he walks up to the plate for an at-bat. Maybe that's because in a home game. I think what he's saying is, like, in a home game, he's not going to change his music. But maybe in a road game, he'll do it.
Right.
He is down to earth and open-minded and might actually do this for us.
Right. Do guys get music at road games? I don't remember, really. I don't think I've ever been at a game where the away team got walk-up music.
So you think this guy, Chiz, maybe just doesn't know where Carlos Quentin plays his home games?
I don't know.
They didn't rename the Chicago ballpark Comerica Park in last week, did they?
Yeah, it's U.S. Cellular.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Comerica that's Park's it. Maybe he just Detroit. Doesn't know where. But yeah, listen, Chiz, if you can get Carlos Quinn to do it,
yeah.
Man's League that you want to be in.
And he should that's come it. On. Choose your own Man's League.
Choose your own Man's League.
And he should come on the show, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Carlos Quinn, that is.
first person to get a Major League Baseball player, and we need proof, like video of it or something like that, obviously, but first guy or woman to get a Major League Baseball player to use the Fantasy Focus 06-I-10 theme song as their walk-up music. It just has to be once, just one at bat. You know, choose your own man's league and guest on the podcast, and I don't know. I'll see, send you whatever, I don't know, autographed picture of me or something. Whatever you want. We'll do whatever we can for you.
Bill in South Bend, Indiana. I'm a loyal fan of all three of you, but Revinson was infuriating yesterday.
Thank you.
With his inability to accept how wrong he was.
Thank you.
I suggest a drop to counter his greatest fantasy analyst alive drop, where Nate says, I'm an idiot to make amends. There you go, Pod Vader. I just said it if you want to capture that. This may get Matthew off the hook for the Adrian Peterson gaffe in the football podcast as the biggest wrong call, because at least he admitted he was wrong.
And by the way, no, I don't see, hang on. I don't think that's even close. Because listen, I had Adrian Peterson as number two. It's not like I was like, oh, Adrian Peterson's going to be terrible. I had Adrian Peterson at two.
Now, you didn't actually tell someone that owned Peterson to sit him that week.
Right.
Right?
Right. No, yeah, that's exactly right. Now, his rookie year, that's another story.
His rookie year against San Diego, I think he did tell people to sit him.
Yeah, well, and by the way,
is that what they're talking about? I don't even know which
maybe, one. Maybe, yeah. I don't know. It might be. But I definitely was wrong on that one. But he at least performed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this was wrong by monumental.
So going back to this whole thing. So what happened on that show was I said that people that were worried about that were concerned about Kevin Gregg getting saves were idiots. Right. That's what happened.
Correct.
Can you prove to me that they're not idiots?
For that particular concern.
That's not the question I asked. Pod Vader, by the way, is just. He has an enormous smile on his face now and is laughing.
Without individually being able to test each one of them, no, but I will tell you this much.
Do you think we can...
Your basis of calling them idiots... Hang on. Your basis of calling them idiots was their concern about the fact that Kevin Gregg had gotten another save on a day that presumably Jason Frazier would have been available.
The line that's most damning for Nate in this whole thing is when he said... I believe Jason Frazier is the closer, and more importantly, the Toronto Blue Jays believe that Jason Frazier is the closer, and it's not going to change anytime soon.
Right. Is that what the quote was?
It's fairly close to that.
Yes.
If that was the exact quote, if I say it's not going to change anytime soon, I will admit I'm wrong. You pull me the quote. If that's what the quote was, then I will say that. I don't believe that was the quote. If that was the quote... I will certainly admit that.
Thank goodness, Nate coming down off Mount Olympus, off his high horse.
Not at all. Those people are idiots. Those people were idiots. Anybody that was tweeting, first of all, anybody that tweets you is an idiot. So hence my point of...
All right, by the way.
Hence my point of standing by the original they're idiots comment. And maybe we should do this. If I called you an idiot, go out there, find yourself a little Wonderlic test, fill it out and send it in to us, and we'll compare it against the great Sam Bradford. Who we have on this show, or at least on our football show, and we'll just see who's an idiot, who's not an idiot.
Actually, no. What they should do, Nate, is they should send in their Wonderlic test, and you should have to take. You should have to take a Wonderlic test,
I'll
and we'll compare their
test.
Score against yours.
I'll take a Wonderlic test. It's fine.
That's absolutely. Pod Vader, get us a Wonderlic test.
I'll work on it.
Get us a, you know, you
I'll take one too. I don't care.
Let's take SATs.
God, I'll do poorly at.
Anyway, Bill from South Bend actually had a question. He says, 10-team Roto League, I have the misfortune of owning Jimmy Rollins, Aaron Hill, and Carlos Lee. That's a rough start right there.
That's not good.
Can you play a quick name game? Please play the name game.
If we're going to get into the minutiae, let's get into the minutiae.
I'm scared of Anderson Cooper. You should probably deface the Ted Koppel picture.
I'm the mayor of Mattyville.
Sorry, Bill Gates.
Pod Vader in a tank top t-shirt and nothing else.
Doesn't do anything for me.
He speaks our language. Blah, 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 blah.
I like that one. It's got a nice little beat.
Yep.
The name game with the following free agents... for me to pick up until those other guys get healthy / get their act together. First players I would drop would be Jay Bruce, Marlon Byrd, Will Venable, Scott Pasetnik.
He would drop one of those four, or those guys?
Those are the guys he would have to drop. It's probably a standard league.
Right. I like those guys, but okay.
Well, I would say Venable is the first drop among that group.
Venable, Pasetnik, Jay Bruce, who else?
Marlon Byrd.
Actually, I think I like Venable a little bit more than Marlon Byrd.
Really?
I like Will Venable, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you care to
What kind of bet are we talking about? What do
Whatever.
You want?
Player rater, 5x5 categories, I don't care.
Yeah, just to make it interesting. Yeah, I don't think there's that much of a difference. I like Venable a little bit more, but you bet. Why not?
I think there's a big difference, so I'll give you some odds here. At least 5 spots among outfielders on the player rater.
That's not a big difference, is it? 5 spots?
10 8
spots.
Seconds ago, you were willing to go heads up with
That's
nothing.
True.
Now
That's
I'm
true.
Giving you a cushion.
Yeah, I'm taking
You don't expect me
can.
To volunteer yeah. to 20 spot
That's
cushion.
Fine. I'll take 5 spots. That's
there
fine.
There you go.
Marlon Byrd will not finish 5 spots ahead of Will Venable on the ESPN player rater at the end of the year.
4 outfielders.
4 outfielders.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't.
Put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
All right, Matthew, here's the guys he can pick up. This was the true name game.
By the way, you should give me a board victory for the Jason Frazier's thing, just out of principle. You absolutely should.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Of course it does. You were that wrong.
Listen, you don't want to start putting wrong balls up on the board. This ain't going to work out for you.
Yeah, maybe not.
Cameron Maben or Roberto Carrasco?
I do like both guys, and we've talked about Maben. Off to a pretty good start, but I don't think I would drop. Either guy.
I like Caspo, right?
Yeah.
No, these are not drops. These are who would you pick?
I know. I'm saying
but
I don't know that I would drop any of those guys for those guys.
Yeah, but I mean, like Jimmy Rollins and Aaron Hill in the DL, you probably need a guy like Caspo.
Right.
So if you know, that's a guy I would definitely get. Now, also, Ricky Weeks is available.
Right.
I would pick up Weeks over Caspo, probably.
I agree with that.
And Austin Jackson, Andrew Jones. I would not pick up any of these outfielders. Cameron Maben, Austin Jackson, Andrew Jones. I would not release any of his outfielders for those guys.
Correct.
He says, can't wait for Silly Little Game on Tuesday. Nice job with the Dan Okren interview. Why don't you do the plug for that?
Oh, thanks. Well, yes, tonight, 8 o'clock, ESPN, Silly Little Game. Learn about the basically how fantasy baseball was born. See the original league. You'll see lots of Dan Okren. Nate makes an appearance. I make an appearance.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an hour. It's an hour of your time. I highly recommend it. It's funny. I think you'll enjoy it.
Last question here from Eric in Austin. Says, greetings, fantasy Barton Springs salamanders.
Wow.
It's an endangered species, Matthew, that resides in the waters inside Zilker Park in Austin, Texas.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Endangered species is the right kind of track for you and I.
Yeah.
The odds of anyone getting another, you know, them putting two mediocre podcast hosts on a major network,
Matthew,
few and far between.
He says, go Longhorns.
You know what? We're not reading this guy. Giga Mags!
But then he says, TMR, love the Napoleon Dynamite look-alike in the old draft footage.
I appreciate
that. So if you didn't read Matthew's column last week, Pod Vader, did you read the column? Did you watch the video? You should go check out Matthew's column from last Thursday.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And there's video in there of him at his first ever fantasy draft in, 1962?
1984. Might as well be 62. 1984.
And you really do look like Napoleon Dynamite.
It's unbelievable how nerdy and dorky I look in this thing. So if you want to see a 14-year-old...
Well, that part's believable, but...
if you want to see a dorky 14-year-old TMR at his first ever fantasy draft, there is... amazingly video of it. And so, and read the article because, it's not often that I like stuff that I write. I don't like stuff that I write generally.
There you go.
This one I particularly like.
It's quite the endorsement.
Yeah.
Playing in a 12-team head-to-head mixed league because my friend who never played a fantasy league until this season is mopping the floor with me. I need some advice. Question one, what's your policy on vendetta seasons in which the only objective is to beat only one other team owner in your league?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm absolutely, totally okay with that.
Would you suggest proposing seemingly appealing trades to your rival with a sole purpose of sabotage?
I am okay with this, but I will tell you this. I am totally okay with all of this. Here's the thing, though. You need to be very upfront about that. Then you're okay with it. The entire league needs to know, look, guys, not my season, but we've refocused our goals from winning the championship to beating Bob.
Right.
Right? Like, as long as everyone in the league knows,
yeah.
Then I think it's okay. Then I think it's fair game. You know, then, you know, it's sort of out in the open, and then whatever. You can coach your team however you want. I think it's a little Weasley if you're doing it under the guise of trying to win the championship, but really all you're doing. Well, but by the way,
here's the thing, in a head-to-head league, like, you can't just start trading players to the teams that are facing him.
That's scummy, yes. We've had that in the man's league. Right. Yes, that's scummy to do.
You can't just do that.
Correct. That is correct. But having your sole focus being just beating one team, I'm okay with that.
Yep.
And to be honest, that is the goal of everyone in the man's league not named Pod Vader. That's what their goal should be.
He says, question two, in honor of one of the few bright spots in my roster, can you please give it up for Jason Hayward? Reminds me of some sort of mythical sea creature of gargantuan size. Cue the drop.
Unleash the Kraken!
There you go.
He is Kraken-esque.
Yeah. And there you have it, Matthew. That's our show for today.
Are you sure there aren't more emails calling you out for being wrong?
I'm sure there were more of those. Actually, you know what? That's not quite our show for today, because Pod Vader...
This ain't no Diet Soderbergh League.
This is the Man's League Update.
Update. Update. Update.
Speaking of beating Pod Vader, Matthew, Bizarro TMR crushed Pod Vader. 7-2-1.
Do you understand how torn I am about that particular result? Because you understand, obviously.
Oh, that's the guy that drafted.
Completely against everything I advise.
Yeah.
So there's like the anti-me. My arch nemesis, if you will.
Right.
But then he's going against Pod Vader, who, you know, I root against because I root for good, not evil.
Right.
So that one's a tough one for me. I don't know how to react to that.
Is he 2-0 now or what?
I'm not sure what his record is.
I think Bizarro TMR is 1-1.
We had a lot of ties last week.
They had a lot of ties in the first week.
Yeah.
There's already been 3 weeks?
No, there's 2 weeks.
No, there's only 2 weeks.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. Great. So 0-1-1. There's been 2 weeks.
Okay, I gotcha.
One win, or 1-0-1.
Right.
One win, one tie.
Now Pod Vader, I forget what I was gonna ask you. Are we having any of these people on the show? I forget.
Yeah,
we're gonna work them in, yeah.
Which ones?
Well, our idea was to try and use this as sort of a teaching tool, but there hasn't really been anything going on.
No trades as of yet?
There's been no trades.
What's your team's record?
I have a losing record now after this crushing defeat. I won last week 5-4.
Well, then you don't have a losing record.
You're 1-1.
Overall record, because
right.
They tally it up.
Right. So if you lose 7-2, your record the next week is 2-7.
Right.
Yes.
2-7-1 is his record for this week. All right. So there you go.
Got it.
Get some activity going in this league so we have something to talk about.
Yeah. I'll see what we can do. It's been very quiet as well on the message board.
Why don't we get, Bizarro TMR on. He might be funny.
You know, and there could be some controversy with Bizarro TMR because his team isn't exactly anti-TMR.
Really?
Really? What's his team?
Is this league available from the Pod Center page?
It is.
All right, hang on a minute. Can I get some I'm going to the Pod Center page music?
Looking up Bizarro TMR's team music.
All right, I got it. All right, I've gone here to the draft recap. So let's see here.
Well, by the draft, definitely he did not take anyone that was on the love list, which was the
okay. So what's the controversy?
Well, there's players that he's picked up since that have taken the apple of TMR's eye.
Yeah, but if he didn't know beforehand, that's really hard to blame him. I believe he did his job if he didn't draft anybody on TMR's love list and it drafted at least a handful of guys from the hate list. Don't you agree, Matthew?
I would agree.
I don't know if he did. All right, first round,
Chase Utley.
I mean,
he was the fourth pick. You would not have had him that high.
I had him at 5, but all right.
A-Rod was still available.
I had A-Rod at 3.
Okay.
So, all right. So.
And Kemp was still available.
I had Kemp at 4, so.
There you go. Dan Heron in round 2.
Went
Braun, Pujols, Hanley.
Okay.
You have Braun after Utley?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I had Kemp at 4, Utley at 5, Braun at 6.
There you go. All right, so hold on a minute. Second round, Dan Heron at 25.
Obviously, yep.
In round 3, he went with Ichiro.
Yeah.
At 32.
Although, I mean, that's
about...
You don't
hate Ichiro.
He was on my hate list because I didn't like him as a second round pick, but...
yeah, but 32 was pretty much his ADP, I think, so...
That seems a little bit low for him, actually.
In the 4th round, Mariano Rivera, he paid for saves.
Yeah.
In the 5th round, Sean Figgins.
Yeah.
You've got a wager against Sean Figgins' batting average this year.
Yeah.
In the 6th round, he went with Papelbon. Jonathan Papelbon paid for saves once again. Yep. I'm going to stop ringing the bell. Seventh round, Carlos Pena.
I didn't hate Carlos Pena.
No, but not on your love list either.
No.
Eighth round, Nate McLouth.
I think I might have had McLouth on my hate list, by the way. So.
Ninth round, he went with... I'm only going to go 10 rounds, by the way. Steven Drew.
I don't think I
had... You and the Drew boys have never gotten along.
No, I've liked Steven Drew before. I hate JD. I don't think I had Steven Drew on either list this year.
And the 10th round, Jason Kubel. You have no quarrel with Jason Kubel.
No, I have no quarrel with Jason Kubel. But it's hard to argue with the first...
11th round, he took Carlos Beltran. And I think he stayed true to it.
He definitely didn't...
No, draft-wise, definitely.
He definitely didn't roster...
What?
No, I mentioned draft-wise, definitely. He was...
Yeah,
well,
legit. I think that's a legit draft...
If Matthew falls in love with somebody in April that he didn't love before the season,
well, then he needs to come off his team.
What?
That's right.
Like, who has he picked up?
What if he drafts a guy that Matthew didn't like, and then Matthew changes his mind and falls in love with him? He has to drop him off his team at that point?
That's right.
You know, I love Mariano Rivera.
This seems a little unfair.
Well,
I love Chase Utley.
ROTMR. That's
the only one you could quarrel with. Is Utley, I think, because I think I had Utley higher than most people this year.
Yeah.
Because I was just talking about that, shallowness of second base, blah, blah, blah.
That's the point. You talked about the shallowness of second base. He should be proving that second base wasn't shallow.
But overall, I mean, look, he took two closers within the first, like, six rounds.
Well,
I
made him do that.
He definitely lived up to it. Ichiro, by the way, his ADP was 27, so he took him after his ADP, but...
Which is what that's my hate. It's like Ichiro, I don't know that totally counts because I said I hated...
Yeah, but it certainly doesn't violate anything.
I don't think it violates it. Yeah.
Wasn't on your love list. You can't blame a guy for taking... If he's going after his ADP, you can't blame him for taking
him. That's fair. And Figgins definitely was on my hate list. So that's... Like, who is he
even
picked
if
up?
He,
who
by
is
the way,
he picked up by
the way,
that you...
Even
is
if he,
controversial.
Even if he picked a guy on your love list, if it was substantially after his ADP,
actually,
you can't
I think
blame
he's
him
already
because your point was to take him before that.
Right. True. Who, Pod?
I thought I had seen someone that he had picked up, but he doesn't appear to still be on the team.
there you go.
Wow. So that whole thing.
I believe this guy, for the most part, lived up to the spirit of being Bizarro TMR.
By the way, leading the way right now in Division 2. How are these divisions not named?
Yeah, that's my point. It's been very quiet.
Oh, my God, people. Lowered Expectations Bob is in first place, and then Division 1, it's You Wish You Were Me.
Kyle.
There you go. We will not be doing this tomorrow.
No. Factually correct.
So send your questions in to fantasyfocus@espnradio.com. Please check out Silly Little Game tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN.
Yeah, check it out. And go watch the video of Dorky Me.
Do all of those things.
Peace out.
The theme song for the Fantasy Focus was created and performed by Eric Hutchinson. Check out more of his music at erichutchinson.com. Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Focus. For more baseball talk, be sure to check out Baseball Tonight, Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.